At number six on the Ticket Eagle list, Norm Hitchkiss. A guy who will play Mr. Modest and all shucks on the radio, but good God will grandstand behind the scenes.
They get paid a lot to suck.
No. Oh, my gosh. A man who tries to get out of every mandatory ticket event that we've ever had.
Yep. Loves to sip cognac.
Loves to sip cognac and will religiously go over the head of Jeff Catlin to Dan Bennett on any decisions.
So I'd draw the curtain back.
At number six, Norm Hitchkiss. At number five on the Ticket Ego list, we have Mike Reiner, whose ego has calmed in recent years, dropping him down to five from one or two. Reiner checking in at number five from the Hardline. So you have the Hardline clustered up there towards the top.
I've never felt like Reiner has a big ego.
No, me neither.
But how do you explain his control freak nature of trying to control everyone who's around him who's young, and he has that paranoia about him that he has to try to get his hand in there and put it on young people's throats?
Well, plus he is also a rock star with the whole petty theft thing.
Yeah, well, now he's the rock star, but his ego has calmed down a lot.
Yeah,
as he's grown more powerful lately.
You feel my power, don't you?
His ego's gotten smaller. Yeah. He once asked a girl, she felt his power. At number four on the Ticket Ego list, Richard Hunter. A man who thinks he's got it all solved, and we're just lucky to have him. As he stops between here and the porn director's chair, we're just lucky to have him at this little stepping stone in his career. At number three on the Ticket Ego list, Dale Hansen.
Bop. And he'll tell you he's got a big
noted ego in town. At number two, checking in, a guy with a bigger ego but denies it. His whole thing is to deny it publicly but acknowledge it privately, Bob Sturm.
That is way too high.
I knew he'd be high on your list.
I don't know why George has entrenched himself in this Bob defense camp.
Well, if someone
did he come to you and say, hey, man, I need an ally on the inside on this thing?
Someone has to defend him from the wolves of the world like you.
He says, I remember once he gave me the speech,
look, do I have a big ego? I don't think you can be in this business without having a big ego.
He said that to me once. Matter of fact, he may have said that on the air once.
I doubt it.
So at number two, second biggest ego at the Ticket, Bob Sturm.
I don't know.
Okay, I've got credentials here, moron.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's left to be number one?
I don't know.
You have any guesses?
Ty Walker?
Well, Gordo should be, but he...
What?
Offed himself early in this thing.
I was at number 16, sir.
Fernando?
Or 18.
Who is left?
The number one Ticket ego of all time, or at least presently working. I kind of only rank people presently working. Ken Roberts from sales.
Well, he does kind of saunter around here with...
Yeah, he's always wearing his kind of slick suits and his hair always brushed back and is always, hey, baby, we're going to make a deal.
Always got a deal for you.
Yeah.
Always got a
Wears
deal.
Wears his gold chains and his shirt way in buttoned all the way down to his belly button.
Would you trust him with any of your belongings?
No. If I had some enriched plutonium, I would just go ahead and sell it to the Iraqis myself rather than let Ken get a cut of it, which is what he would do if I let him hold it.